President Biden said he'll withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. That war's been going on for 20 years. Stephen Colbert said, to put that another way, this war is too old to date Matt Gaetz. Should we just go home? No joke's going to be better than that. This entire podcast is downhill. To put it another way, this war is too old to date Matt Gaetz. That's funny, Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers said, President will withdraw all the U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th during a speech in the White House Treaty Room, which is where former President George W. Bush announced the start of the war. In fact, all the decorations were still up. Colbert said, it's been going on so long. The first Iron Man movie opens with Tony Stark in Afghanistan. This conflict's older than the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's an infinity war with no end game. Not that funny, but true. Colbert, 20 years is a long time. Those are 17th century European numbers. That's the kind of war you fight because the Spanish Contessa rejected your proposal to unite the kingdoms and eloped with the Duke of Saxony. Trevor Noah, this war in Afghanistan may finally be over. And people, it's about time. It's been, what, 19 years? No war should ever be old enough to serve in itself. Hey, remember last week when I explained how I put the show together and I said sometimes I Google the words Dave Chappelle and sometimes I go to Chortle? Pay attention today. From Yahoo, Andrew Yang introduces Dave Chappelle at a New York comedy club. Yahoo didn't want to tell us what the club was for some reason, so I had to actually watch the video. He was at the Stand. Dave Chappelle got on stage, embraced Andrew Yang, and said, I cannot stress this next point enough. The views expressed here are only my own and not Andrew's. Don't let any of this get on him. Stop Asian hate. And from My Joy Online, your home for comedy news, Dave Chappelle says he's interested in traveling to Ghana in the foreseeable future. He was on Naomi Campbell's podcast for some reason and said he was inspired by Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder said in an interview recently that Stevie Wonder wants to relocate to Ghana permanently. Chappelle said, now those in the room that know Stevie personally, he said this thing many times through the years we've known him, but the last time he said it, what he said was, I am moving to Ghana so that I can be valued and respected more. That's almost exactly the phrase he used. He went on to say, I'll do this for my grandchildren, which was a very ominous thing to say because clearly this is going to last for the foreseeable future, and to see him decide to make the move, I wanted to go. Chappelle added, you got to think as a black American, who amongst us is more valued and respected than Stevie Wonder? And the idea that he would feel this way at this stage in his life and career, I think that Stevie is the soul of American culture. And if the soul leaves the body, then this thing is dead. Then I thought, well, I'll follow him over there and I'll go myself. I'll do it for him. Hashtag six seasons in a movie. Yvette Nicole Brown was speaking to Variety. As always, a community reunion topic came up, and she said, we have a reunion every morning. No, that's not what we want. We have a group text that is popping. That's not what we want. We joke and laugh with each other randomly. That's not what we want. You never know who's going to start it. It may be a joke somebody has, or it may be some fan art somebody got, but we always check with each other daily. The movie? Yes, that's what we want. The movie? I think it's coming. I don't know when, but I know we all want to do it, and that's half the battle. If you all want to do it, and it's like the most popular thing on Netflix, and Netflix writes checks for everything, including my show. I just got a 3-season pickup from Netflix, I wish. Why don't we just make the movie, guys? Just do it. Come on, just do it. This randomly reminds me, Mythic Quest is back on Apple tonight, and Danny Pudi is in that, so check that out. From Deadline, Deadline reports that Conan O'Brien is launching a weekly live Zoom call-in show called Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. This is an additional podcast that does not replace Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. The series should be on your phone right now. Well, if you downloaded it, it's not magic, but you should be able to get it. Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, live every Thursday on the Team Coco Podcast Network. And they say, no topic is off limits. That sounds like a challenge, Conan. From the Laugh Button, on May 5th, Crank Yankers is coming back for a sixth season. The series, which Comedy Central rebooted back in 2019, will once again feature a stellar all-star list of comedians. Who is that all-star list of comedians? Well, Vulture says, Kathy Griffin. That's not a good start if you're saying this is an all-star list of comedians. The all-star list of comedians includes Kathy Griffin, Bobby Moynihan, Adam Carolla. You guys are not doing well. This is not an all-star list of comedians. Kathy Griffin, Bobby Moynihan, Adam Carolla, Paul Scheer. Now we're rolling. Eliza Schlesinger, Chelsea Peretti, Brian Posehn. Now we're talking. Jim Florentine, Punky Johnson, Kevin Nealon, Desus and Mero, Bobby Brown, Kyle Dunnigan, Trixie Mattel, JB Smoove, Sam J, who's wonderful, Annie Murphy, Wanda Sykes, Tiffany Haddish, and Natasha Leggero. Yeah, don't lead with Kathy Griffin. Kathy should have been like the 17th name on that list. Crank Yankers is picking the phone back up. Oh, I love what you did there, Left Button. May 5th at 10:30 Eastern. I am in a good mood today. I logged into my computer. Is that what you do? I sound so old sometimes, don't I? And I know how to use stuff. Anyway, I logged into my computer or whatever us old people do, and I had an email that told me, "See Guy Spy," I hope I pronounced that right, bought me not one, not two, but three large iced coffees and wrote, "Thank you for the comedy news I didn't know I needed. You made my morning." Seriously, I really appreciate knowing anybody is listening to me ramble on about comedy news every day. So I appreciate you going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and buying me not one, not two, but three large iced coffees. Now, this one in my hand, I paid for myself, but tomorrow's will be on you. But this one, this is a cold brew chocolate with cold foam, whatever the donuts chain is trying to upscale us for. So this was like a $4 one, but I use the app, so I have points. So I don't pay for the $4 one. I'll pay for the $3 large iced coffee with caramel and milk that I usually get, unless you guys pay for it, of course. But this one, I used my points and got a free one just to mix it up. Anyway, See Guy Spy. Oh, no, it's Sea Gypsy. I'm an idiot. Why can't I read? I'm leaving it in. I could do this whole thing over. Sea Gypsy. See Guy Spy, you're an idiot, Johnny Mac. Hi, Sea Gypsy. Appreciate you. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Got to get back to the comedy stuff. The Edinburgh Fringe is opening for show registrations May 5th. There's still a major question over what social distancing rules might be in place for August that would determine whether most of the venues would be viable or not. But it's good to see they're giving it a go. This from Chortle. Told you how I put the show together, right? I got all the way to Chortle today. The Edinburgh Fringe Society, which coordinates the festival, says it will allow artists and venues to register fringe shows right up until the end of the festival, which runs from August 6 to 31, as they say overseas. Tickets will go on sale for audiences in early summer. No date yet announced. The Scottish government has yet to give details of its roadmap out of lockdown stretching into summer. The Fringe say there's a range of scenarios being prepared for, from socially distanced live events to digital offerings. That includes the launch of a Fringe Player, which is an online platform to put audiences and artists together. Shona McCarthy's the chief executive of the Fringe Society and said, "We are delighted to be able to open registration for 2021. Of course, we're still very much in planning mode as we await further updates from the Scottish government, but this feels like a hugely positive step in the right direction." My brain just wandered there. You heard me stumble. I'm still laughing that I didn't realize it was Sea Gypsy and I made up Sea Guy Spy and I feel like a moron. I could just edit these things out, but it's more fun this way. Some venue bosses are more cautious that they might not be able to host shows for Fringe. Karen Corin is the artistic director of the Gilded Balloon, sounds like a cool place, and says, "We're working with our performer and venue colleague networks to determine what will be possible. We know that social distancing at 2 meters will make it impossible to present shows, so until we're allowed audiences distance at 1 meter, we are unable to confirm what's possible." Anthony Alderson of The Pleasance said, "While we remain optimistic that The Pleasance can deliver some form of program in Edinburgh this summer, it remains impossible to make any firm plans until we have the exact limitations on social distancing, capacity restrictions, and COVID-19 regulations. While positivity is important and the situation appears to be progressing in the right direction, we don't want to give false hope to artists or audiences." Yeah, makes sense. Bounced down to Melbourne. I'm only reviewing one show today, or by me, I mean reading from The Age. The Age said, "Daniel Connell's show, I've had a flare-up, 3.5 stars. If you're in Melbourne, you can still go. He's at the Melbourne Town Hall and the West End until April 18th. The Age says, "Daniel Connell's going places, and by places, I mean the servo and the supermarket. But therein lies the beauty of his show. Connell has mastered the art of the dry observational humor. He takes the monotonous and transmutes it into artful anecdotes and raucous punchlines as if he were crafting comedy origami." I'll tell you, every time I read one of these things from The Age, it's like Australian English just trips me up in the phrasing. They use big words. They use $5 words, as we used to say in the 1840s. "I've Had a Flare-Up" is Connell's 10th show at MICF. Quiz, what's MICF, everybody? Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Come on, you knew that one. It's another solid hour of laughs delivered in an understated and affable fashion, ranging from the details of his will, a preference for prawns over cocaine, and what he and the crowd would do with their final 10 hours on a doomed planet. That sounds like a lot of fun. The most noticeable difference to former years is the exponentially increasing size of his audience. Sounds like a really good show, but only 3.5 stars? That's your comedy news for today. All right, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You're going to vote Seinfeld the sitcom versus Chappelle's Show the Show. Let me know. Leave something in the comments. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Tomorrow, normal episode, although I am going to record it right now while I'm loopy. Can you hear it? See you tomorrow.